Fascinating discussion with George Barnes. He's with us this hour. We're going to take your phone calls, and by the looks of things, every line is lit. So we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, George Barnes with us, and of course, we'll take your calls. George, direct people to your DVD beyond just the trailer we have to look up, and where can they get it? Where can they look at it?
Yeah, they can get it on the SkyderAlert.com website. Just click on there, and you can see the DVD on there. But the main thing is to get involved in Skyder Alert and to sign up. It's a social site for anyone that's concerned about this issue. Because beyond just the film, the most important thing is the activist component, getting people engaged to be concerned and ask questions and have the ability to contact the legislators and the people that can actually make a change and address concerns of the public.
Well, that's a good point.
And that's what you can do on the SkyderAlert.com website. And the app is also called Skyder Alert, and it works for Android or iPhone.
Is that growing right now? How many people have signed up for the app?
The app is tricky to calculate how many people signed up, because every time we put a new version up, it like resets the counter.
Okay.
But it looks like 20 to 25,000 combined across the different versions and the cross platform.
And growing.
And it's free.
All right, let's take
And you
some
know
calls
the app
forward.
Was a initially it was a paid app because Skyder is set up as a nonprofit corporation for this initiative.
Right. I noticed that. Yeah, you set that up as a 501, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We set it up as a 501c4 so we could actually be engaged in political activism as well beyond just education and awareness.
Do you go to events, George? Do you go to events where there are political speakers and you try to show them the video or give them a copy of the DVD?
You know, it's very new, George. The project itself is extremely new. And we have in the company a political strategist. I do political commercials. We work for a lot of politicians. And I will tell you, they don't know. And when they look at it, they get involved and they start asking questions. And Dane Wigington from Geoengineering Watch, we had some meetings in California with one of the representatives there, and they're starting the congressional inquiry procedures. A mayor in the hometown of which some of those crazy sky pictures with looks like a flying saucer. I made him aware of it 2 weeks ago. I had dinner with him, and he's just in shock. So it's evolving, but most people are just not aware of geoengineering and weather modification or these anomalies that are happening in the sky until you point it out. And once they see the film, once they look at the website, then every time they look at the sky, they see it.
Let's go to John in Sheridan, Wyoming. Hey, John, get us going here. Go ahead.
Another great show again, George. I thank you very, very much. What your guest brought out, I've got two extremely important things. First of all, here in Sheridan, we're not on any major flyway, neither north-south nor east-west. Yet, for the past 2 days, particularly Wednesday, we have been hammered with chemtrails, even from a very fast, very high-flying military jet. A second point is when Kay Bailey Hutchison was in the United States Senate. She introduced legislation first on March 4 of 2004, then a year later on March 3 of 2005. It was Senate Bill 517, which would have created a federal agency to monitor weather modification. Now, the bill failed in both attempts, but it leaves me asking this question. If the government is not modifying the weather, why do you need an agency to monitor weather modification? It would be tantamount to building a gas station 50 years before cars hit the road. You're not going to build one in 1846. You're going to build one in 1896 when the cars started hitting the road. Well, if we're not modifying the weather, why was Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison interested in creating a federal organization to monitor this weather modification? So That's the question that no one in the mainstream media wants to answer.
George, he's got a good point, huh?
He's got an excellent point, and I think the answer, not being a legislator, I think the answer is obvious that there is weather modification. If you just Google, there's a company called Weather Modification, Inc. That's what they do. They modify the weather. And even if it's in a small scale, like they put snow on the ski resorts in Colorado, cloud seeding is a weather modification technique. China has come forth and announced that they were doing weather modification to make it not rain for the Olympics. These things are taking place. And even if it's in a small scale, the CIA has come forward and said that they're funding a weather modification program, small program, but still a program. There just needs to be some sort of governance because it is happening. And if someone is even seeding a cloud, whatever that means, you know what, George? I don't want my kids breathing it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I mean, my God, to me, it's criminal. If what you say is true, George, and we're getting aluminum and barium, things like that in our system, it's criminal. And somebody's got to stop it.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't believe that it was going to be in my system. When Dr. Doug suggested I did the hair test, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. It's $55. Give me the form. And if anyone is doubting it, it's Dr. Doug at Skyder Alert. Send an email and he'll send you the test. And, you know, you just clip your hair, put it in a Ziploc bag. And I will tell you, George, when I saw these results, it just rocked my world.
And you mail it away?
Yeah, you mail it away.
Okay. All right. Let's go next to Gary in Valparaiso, Indiana. Hi, Gary. Go ahead.
Good morning from where I am. Great show you have today. And the reason I got so excited about your program tonight, any different really than most of your programs, but this one in particular is I'm also a documentary film producer and director. And 10 years ago, I was filming in Virginia, and I was doing an 18th century documentary when these chemtrails came across my scene. And, of course, we had to take them out in post-editing. But what was interesting is that as I looked at it, just like Mr. Barnes did, they would not dissipate. They would continue to grow. And we did fast forward and reverse in the editing. I was astounded by what I was looking at. And since then, I've also been documenting this for many years. But it is really increasing rapidly. Just out the front door of my location here in Valparaiso, Indiana, my door faces east, and there are days, exactly what you're talking about, where they just strafe my skies. And after a couple hours, I don't have blue skies anymore, even on the high pressure days when everything is supposed to be clear and dry. I've got a milky, cloudish cast on my skies, and I can't even barely see the sun. So we've also been documenting, and I love the idea of the app because it puts everything in perspective. But we also have been approaching our legislative representatives, and I've got contacts inside former scientists with the EPA, and they have contacts, so I'm going to push it in that direction as well. But you're absolutely correct. This is what I call Franken-skies, and it's got to stop, or there's got to be some accountability. One more thing I was going to say, George, is that I've contacted both the EPA regional offices and the FAA, and guess what? They both blow it off, and they tell me either want to talk to the other agency, but they don't want to talk about it. So they're both all lying. They're living in denial, and it's time for the American public to rise up and do something about this.
Hear, 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 hear. How many people, George, do you think it'll take to start making some change here?
Well, one if it's the president, and a lot if it's not. It's going to take a lot of people, and I think that, you know, that's part of why I built the site as a social site rather than just an informational site. I mean, Geoengineering Watch is the main informational site, and Skyder Alert is more of the social site, because as people come on, like that last caller, I mean, if he comes on, he can reach out to us and we can combine, you know, databases and combine people and grow our efforts, because it's going to take a lot of people. You know, I just read when the nuclear arms treaty was passed, it took 1 million people in Central Park at one time to get enough attention to bring a no nuclear testing bill out. 1 million people for nuclear testing. It's going to take a lot of people.
But this is going to take a lot of people. Then.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of people.
And it's going to be very difficult because not everybody believes this. And that's part of the issue. All right.
That is part of the issue. But if you go back to the geoengineering and they just look at that and the government documents and the amount of bills before Congress now, and for all the professional photographers, we're all in the same boat. We got to shoot a blue sky. It's always white now. This is new.
Hollywood, Florida, we go. It's Michael's turn on the wild card line. Michael, go ahead. You're on with George Barnes.
Yes, hi. How are you? How's it
good,
going?
Michael.
All right, listen, real quick to answer your question, what is it going to take? Parents, moms that has children, they run this country, whether it's PETA, MAD, passing legislation on toys that's coming from China. Mothers run. Whenever moms in this country that cares about their son, whenever they rally, they make things happen. So they're the ones that's gonna set this off. But I'm gonna tell you something that you might not believe. I have a fiance. Well, she's soon to be wife. High school sweetheart. And near my house, my stepson always said, "Look at this. Look up in the sky. Look at it." And he points at it all the time and says, "Things disappear." Well, we witnessed it for one day. Me and my fiance were looking outside in the beach, and we're living near a beach area. And I kid you not, this chemtrail jet was really high, and smoke was coming by, and it erased this size of a mothership. No lie. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm a born-again Christian. I don't lie. It erased the whole jet. I mean, the jet erased the chemtrail, the smoke, erased this mothership like a pencil. It looked like Wonder Woman. If you watched Wonder Woman, she had from Paradise Island, and she had an invisible jet. You can still see the line of the invisible jet when Wonder Woman arrived that jet, and it erased the entire mothership. And when I seen that, I was like, holy cow. And it was like it was hovering, and the chemtrail, the smoke erased it when the jet passed the mother, the shape.
And Michael, when you say erased it or hit it?
It passed by it, but the smoke erased it in the sky, and it was broad daylight. It was light blue, but even while it was light blue, it was like what you look at gasoline when gasoline goes up in the atmosphere, and when you're pumping gas, and you can see it's that kind of like
So it's a little wavy look, Michael. We're going to take some other calls here, but that's our first, George.
Yeah.
That's,
you know, I've seen some really, really bizarre pictures come across our SkyderAlert.com website. And, you know, I do believe that people are really seeing things like that. And if you look at the site, there's under the photos tab, there's really, really strange pictures there that I have no explanation for.
What if they're trying to protect us from something that's happening out in space? You know,
that'd be great. I'd love to know.
I would too. Is it conceivable?
Well, anything's conceivable, I guess. But, you know, my question still is, even at that, I still want to know what are the health consequences. At the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, I don't want to get Alzheimer's when I'm 50. I don't want kids to have autism.
And nobody will ever know why or where. That's the scary part. You know, they'll
Correct.
Say it's this
Very
or that.
Very difficult to accountability. Very difficult to point a finger at. However, when you see on the MIT site their entropy report,
on autism and aluminum exposure. And if you do the hair test, it's pretty easy to connect the dots.
Let's go to Luke in Lewiston, Maine. Welcome to the program. Hi, Luke. Go ahead.
Good morning, George. How are you doing?
Good, Luke. Thank you.
I've got a few questions or a few comments about chemtrails. I've been observing them for a long time, and also a question.
Sure.
First is an answer to what it's going to take. You know, people can get an uproar about it, but just like the NSA surveillance, I don't think anything's going to happen until we start getting pressure from other countries, because these particulates, even if they spray them over, just say the United States, Britain, and China, they're going to make their way all over the planet, right? Second comment, in terms of an EMP, wouldn't metals in the atmosphere actually help to conduct something like that, especially if there's barium up there? Because as far as I know, not a scientist, but barium is electromagnetically conductive, and it helps with military communications. And, you know, the third thing in terms of what's the purpose, and if you watch the jets all the time, they seem to follow the sun through the sky. And in the southern parts of the country where you guys get the tic-tac-toe grids,
mm-hmm.
up here in Maine, we just get the parallel lines. We don't get as high a dosage of it, you know, as they follow the sun through the sky as you do in the south, because it's cooler up here. So from what I've seen, at least the main purpose of it to me has to be the solar radiation management. And lastly, the question, on days you see the same jets flying the same patterns, but they're not leaving trails.
That's right.
What could they possibly be putting into the air?
That's exactly the question I asked too, Luke. Thank you so much. Want to react to some of that, George?
Sure. Depending on which patents you read, and I'm just going purely on U.S. government published patents, some of them state that they are not visible to the human eye. It would only be visible in different, like the infrared spectrum. Other ones state that they would be. So it really depends on I guess, whatever that particular plane happens to be putting out. But I would say that most of the time when you see that, when I see the planes that are putting the trails behind them, they are usually coming from a non-civilian airport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, some of those on the SkyderAlert.com website, a lot of the, and even in the movie, a lot of those images, all of the planes are coming out of the north sky, and there are several air force or military bases on the north sky. If you look to the south sky, the same distance is Newark Airport. So, I mean, the planes are leaving there every, 45 seconds, 60 seconds, and there's nothing coming out of there.
People are fascinated with this. First-time caller, David, the truck driving in California. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Hey, George. Love the show.
Thank you, David.
I'm driving trucks, so I'm going to make this pretty quick. I like what one caller called it, Franken Sky. I like that a lot. But a couple comments. You know, no doubt there's spraying chemicals in the sky, but you touched on it real briefly about Monsanto's. And if I'm understanding, you said that was geoengineering and what they're spraying in the sky, bioengineering. And so I'm wondering, why do we need bioengineered seeds? Is that because of the chemical reaction?
David, it's all about money. And we're going to come back, react a little bit more to your question when we roll right back. Next hour, Richard C. Hoagland joins us this pre-Thanksgiving show, so make sure you're part of that program. By the way, when Dr. Peter Bregan was on talking about how people are just amazed by the possibility of God when they see these incredible sights like the Grand Canyon, Peter will be our guest on Beyond Belief this week, and you can watch it for free. That's right. You can sign up for it and watch it for free. Simply go to the website, beyondbelief.com. Welcome back with George Barnes, the documentary filmmaker. Look Up is his DVD. George, give me your definition of geoengineering.
My definition of geoengineering would be a large-scale manipulation of the climate. It's creating climate change.
It's creating the climate change.
creating climate change. Yep.
In a very scientific, deliberate way, but we don't know the purpose yet, do we?
Correct. I think there's a variety of purposes. I think there are people want to experiment with it for different reasons. You know, possibly to offset the amount of carbon we're putting into the atmosphere, which of course is bad. You know, but it just seems a shame to me that people are making such an effort to make these ecological strides in recycling and being smart about consumption, and then we wind up putting all this this poison into the atmosphere. It just seems counterproductive to me.
Yeah, it sure does. Let's go to a
There's an outstanding author, James Hansen, who I hope to interview. He wrote a book, Storms of My Grandchildren. He's a scientist, and he talks about the impacts of carbon and climate change, but he's also against geoengineering. So he's an interesting kind of an interesting scientist that hopefully I'll be able to interview and get on the next version of the documentary.
Are you when you go out to interview people, are you getting that kind of support? Are they willing to do this, or do you have to like pull teeth?
Everyone's been pretty willing, because we're very mainstream, we're very science focused. We're very skeptical. I'm very skeptical. Everyone in the company is very skeptical, you know, and none of us want to believe. Unfortunately, it just keeps coming up that it is true, and it is a science, and it's visually evident that it's taking place. So we're getting a lot of open arms because of our position on it. We're not blaming people. We're not pointing fingers. We're asking questions, and we want people to come forward with what's going on and what they know. And people have been pretty straightforward and pretty forthcoming.
In Los Angeles, there is a chemtrail group. They get together and discuss this. And that would be great if more communities would do that, you know?
Well, that's what the SkyderAlert.com site is designed to do, is be that community online.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we really want to do, is engage people in conversation. We get very interesting information. As a matter of fact, we went to Los Angeles last summer because of someone posted it on the site, and we went out there and got some fantastic interviews.
Okay, let's go next to Jamie in Flat Lake, Montana, west of the Rockies. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning. A great show. I'm on Flathead Lake. That Flathead Lake up near Kalispell and a Glacier Park. And in this big valley, this is one of the largest lakes east of the Mason-Dixon line, freshwater lake, and fed by glaciers. And yet we have some of the largest, most ridiculous crisscrossings of chemtrails I've seen anywhere in the United States. And the thing is, here's the deal with these guys. They start out way up high in very long trails, and there'll be two or three of them going the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might be driving to Missoula for the day, and which means you're driving 60-some miles. By the time you get to Missoula, you can still see those back up through the valley, but now they're bigger, and they're puffier, and they're lower. Then you go ahead and you run your errands in Missoula and fiddle around for an hour or two. Then you turn around, you come back up this valley, heading north toward Glacier Park again. And these clouds are crisscross the opposite directions. And these things are thicker, wider, lower. They're just above your head, and they're just a solid mass of clouds. And I'll tell you that the fact is, the people that live up in this area are suffering horrible respiratory coughs. they're a cough that just won't.
They don't go away. They don't go
month
away.
You're after right. month after month, they're not a virus. They're not. The doctors can't seem to give them anything to make it go away. And it's an epidemic. It's reached that kind of stage. And what I'm wondering is, why can't you contact people in the medical field and in the health and human resource, and perhaps some of the people who are in charge of, you know, the guys that do crop dusting, spraying for, you know, insects in the crops, wheat and such. Well, they're limited on what they're allowed to do. There must be somebody that in one of those fields that would take a little bit of an interest, get their heads together and try to figure something out.
See, I think,
well,
Jamie, this is a Black
on.
Ops
that's
program.
That's what we're trying to do.
George, it's a Black Ops program, I think, don't you?
I don't know. I think it's an anything goes program because of the lack of regulation. I think it's completely experimental. Maybe it's Black Ops. You know, Monsanto's not Black Ops. They're just a regular, you know, they are who they are, but it's just a regular corporation.
Out to make money.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the weather modification is in Colorado. That's the name of the Weather Modification, Inc. They're in Colorado, and they do cloud seeding. And, you know, Dr. Doug, in his Answer to Cancer book and in the video, talks about particulates being ailments being causes of respiratory illness, ultimately resulting in cancer. And his cancer statistics are terrifying in the film. I mean, when he was telling me, it was shocking. As a director, some of the things he was saying were shocking.
Yeah.
And these particulates, apparently, when they go through your membranes in your body, they lodge and it gets worse and worse and worse, and it can result in cancer. And it comes back to a human health issue.
Is he at a point where he can pinpoint why, or is he simply saying, this is very strange, it's beyond a coincidence, which I don't believe, and these people have a higher incidence of this and that, and hence they're coming down with cancer?
We're building the network now. It's just too young. It's too new to say that, but that's part of also the purpose of the network, so we can see, you know, where people are calling in from and signing up from, and the incidence of cancer based on the geolocation and the amount of traffic. Because one thing that's cool with the Scatter Alert website is the app also populates the photos to the home page. So you can see where people are seeing these trails.
There's
a little box in the upper left. It says deselect the clusters. And if you deselect it, you can actually see the individual submissions and the pictures. So you can see where they're coming from and when around the country, around the world. Now,
are they coming in real time, or is there a time span there?
There's a slight delay. I mean, you know, it's the internet and an app, but it's pretty close to real.
Okay, let's go to Sue in Rapid City, South Dakota. Hi, Sue, go ahead.
I agree with the entire conversation, and particularly the man from Sheridan, Wyoming, out here on the Great Plains. Actually, I'm in the Black Hills. One morning, at about 6:30 in the morning, I heard a plane go over. That's highly unusual here because we are not really a major. We're a drive-by and fly-by state is what we're called. And I went, stood out on the deck, and I saw the plane. I mean, you know, the lights and things. And I thought, why can't I see the chemtrail? Well, it was dark. That morning when I went to work, I left at 7:30 in the morning. The sky was filled with chemtrails. On my way to work, looking around at the expense of my life, probably, I counted over 23 contrails. These are, and I've gotten to the point, I've been watching it for over 6 months, and it has gotten to the point where I can tell the difference between a regular contrail and these. These are thicker and they're more bumpy. The contrails that come out of jets and airplanes, you know, from Ellsworth, for example, and so on, are pretty solid and pretty straight out. And the clouds that form after these are highly unusual. Today, I went out and I counted 15 chemtrails, and one of them was pretty much over my head, but they started out in the southwest. Then they went to the east. Our sky was clear, but it was whitish, as it has been all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my friends and I have been talking about it and discussing it, and they're pretty upset, and so am I. And then I got home. I ignored counting anymore, and they started over, well, they seemed straight ahead of me as I looked south. And they're big X's. It's almost like they're playing tic-tac-toe and so on. And I stood there and watched and watched and watched, and more and more and more happened. Well, this one contrail that I looked at, it was just beginning to dissipate. And from the bottom of the line of the contrail were smaller clouds that looked like drips coming off of the contrail.
Yeah, we're seeing that. We're seeing that a lot.
Are you seeing that? Yeah. And all summer long, there was one flat iron cloud that was dark, and it just was constantly staying there. And my friends were pretty concerned about that, and one of them has been calling me, "Do you see the chemtrails?" And I go outside and I start counting them again. And it's really not funny, but it's...
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How long have you lived there?
I was born and raised here. My father taught me all about the sky and the clouds and so on. The clouds are hanging lower. They used to be very high. Our sky used to be a beautiful, clear, bright blue.
Not anymore.
Our air was always testing above everybody else's in the United States. And the weather would always report that, remember that South Dakota sort of is a preparer for the rest of the United States on the eastern side of the Rockies going for the weather.
Right.
And we do get a lot of weather up from the southeast and southwest that combines and forms, and then it goes across. And we used to watch the big thunderheads. This summer, there were only three thunderheads. The first one I saw took my breath away because it had been so long since I had seen a thunderhead. They're absolutely exquisitely gorgeous. The big, huge, billowing supercloud.
Yep.
And we had three of those, and that was all. Normally, we had them every day, every summer.
Well, when you do the
research, the sky has changed in color. I agree with you 100%. It's most of the summer. I told one of my friends. I said, "I'm sick and tired of the white sky. I mean, it just drives me crazy. When clouds hang low here, that's very much like Iowa was when my grandmother was growing up. And our clouds have always been very high." And you can tell the difference between clouds, but you can't tell the difference anymore because they're so...
It's almost smoggy looking, isn't it?
Huh?
Well, part of solar radiation management, if you look at how it's designed to work, it puts a high-level cloud bank in and it pushes the other clouds lower. That's kind of how it's designed to function. But Dr. Doug talks about it, and yeah, you're right, those white skies... deprive the body of vitamin D. It creates seasonal affective disorder. And these are real medical conditions. They're real medical things. And, you know, vitamin D deficiencies result in cancer. Vitamin D is been shown to prevent cancer. And, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, but I have spent a fair amount of time with Dr. Doug here. And, you know, these health issues are of paramount concern. So when you're talking to your girlfriends and, you know, what can you do? Get the app, use it, go on the site, call the, you know, it gives you everyone's contact number on who to call. Call them when you see it. Say, what the heck is going on?
and try these other programs like Flight Tracker or Flight Radar 24, and you'll see that chances are those planes are not scheduled planes in the commercial flow.
This is just remarkable that so many people around the country are beginning to not only become aware of this, George, but it seems to be everywhere. I mean, are they spraying every state?
Yes. Look at the homepage on the Scudder Alert site, deselect clusters, and you'll see it varies where they're going. Some days it'll be Midwest, some days it'll be Northeast. I don't know why, but it is all over. And it's we're getting submissions from Australia, Germany, the Netherlands. Netherlands are getting slaughtered. Australia now is coming online for sending submissions. Where we're getting the photos from is just, you know, is really troubling. And again, if you look at The Guardian, they're a pretty good reporting newspaper. Global governance is always the key issue that comes up with geoengineering and weather modification. I mean, Russia just petitioned the United Nations to put geoengineering on their agenda for talks because they want to, they want to bring it out to the United Nations for rolling out the program.
They're all doing it now, aren't they? All of them.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
we're getting submissions from everywhere.
George, we only got about a minute left. Would you give people information on how they can get the app and also look at some of the work you've been doing?
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. SkyderAlert.com is the website, and the app is Skyder Alert. You can get it on at the App Store for iOS, for Apple devices, or on Google Play for Android. Skyder Alert is the name, SkyderAlert.com, and I hope people take 30 seconds and sign up because it's really, the community is really great, and it's you can take a little bit of comfort knowing that you're not alone.
Let's do an update on this, George, when you have a significant amount of people with that app sharing the vital information, okay?
Fabulous, yeah, and maybe when the film actually comes for a full rollout, because right now they're still just in the festival circuit and they're screeners. It's not even the final real film yet, but
okay.
It's still spectacular.
You got a deal. We'll be back in a moment with Richard C. Hoagland next.